beans say snap beans, mm-hmm. but they are faux beans.
Alright. And yeah, you already talked about the tops of turnips, and you cut them off and you cook some.
Yeah.
You cook some what? What do you call it when you cook them? Collard
greens.
Okay. Sometimes you'll find in the grocery store you get iceberg lettuce, and it'll have a harder part where it's tight. Mm-hmm. You call that little kind of ball shape part of the lettuce. So.
Will that be the head of the lettuce?
Okay, and if you had more than one, you had two, you would say you had two?
Two heads of lettuce.
Okay. Now, you have some children. Did you ever say that you have...
15?
All right.
You understand.
If you had, you have a lot of boys and girls, and if you talked about them, I mean, you are boys and girls, mm-hmm. and you were saying, well, I have, if you were just using one word, not saying boys and girls, but just one term, you say, I have...
seven children, or I have some children.
Yeah. Okay, have you ever used the term as so many heads of children, joking or?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Well, I would just say I have seven heads of children. We wouldn't say children. I say a lot of time we say chillin.
<Okay. laughs> All right. Now, if someone had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had
a bunch of children or something like that.
Okay. You got any other words?
Well,
he had
a lot of children. Maybe jokingly, I would say he had a heck of a lot of children, or something like that.
Okay. What do we have on the outside of an ear of corn?
Well, we always said shucks.
All right. What is the kind of corn you eat on a cob?
Well, sometimes it's called maybe a sweet corn, or I think it's sweet corn.
Okay. Do you have any other names for them?
Yeah, we would say roast ears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they are called that, but we have said that a lot, roast ears.
Do you have different names for them depending on how you fix them?
No, if we boil it, we just said boil corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
That's if we boil it and eat it off the cob, you know, we just said corn on the cob.
What's the thing that grows on the top of a corn stalk?
I believe they call that a tassel or shoots or something like that. I believe it's that.
How about the stringy stuff that you gotta pull off the corn?
Silks. We say silks.
When you're having Halloween, sometimes you'll go get this orange thing and you'll cut a face in it. And what do you call that thing you go out and buy or get?
A pumpkin.
Alright. Now, sometimes you have a vegetable dish, and they're little. They're kind of round at one end, and then they get narrow into a neck.
Squash.
Okay. Have any other names for them?
No. There's I think there's two different kinds of squash. I know there's one called crookneck squash. One, you have the yellow crookneck squash, it grows, you know, like you said, and then it come around, and then the neck, you know, the smaller part crooks around.
Right.
Then they have, I believe they call a pumpkin squash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably another type of zucchini squash. They have that. That's the long, make something like a cucumber.
Right. Okay. The other one that I was thinking of was melons. What the different types and different names you have for melons?
Only one. I have this regular watermelon and honeydew melon. I think that's a melon.
Right.
And but this thing that I don't care too much about. You slice it up and. I guess that's melatonin. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I can't even think of it, but it have a lots of seeds on the inside. You slice it up. Some people eat it for breakfast. I can't think of the name of that. But I think it's a melon, too.
How about if it's a yellow meat inside?
Yeah.
Do you have
any? You mean the watermelon if it have a...
Well, no, another small melon is yellow meat.
Yeah, I was trying to think of this.